The Atlantis Symphony Orchestra and its musicians are at an impasse. The players' contract expired last month. The symphony has a $20 million budget deficit and wants to cut musicians' salaries. Both sides have walked away from the bargaining table, putting the orchestra's 68th season in jeopardy. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The musicians are locked out of their home at the Woodruff Arts Center. They're not being paid, and their health benefits have been cut off. No rehearsals are scheduled, but the symphony's youth programs are still taking place. Rachel Anders, who's 14 years old, practices a flute solo for her mentor, Christina Smith, principal flute for the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra.
So when you play your long notes, you can kind of play them spinnier, right? You can use your vibrato to do that. You can go...
Smith has been a member of the symphony for two decades, and she says the lockout is distressing.
It's been pretty devastating to the orchestra.
The Atlanta Symphony management says it needs to make $5.2 million in cuts to the musicians' salaries over the next 2 years in order to balance the budget. The players say they've agreed to $4 million in cuts, but Smith says they can't go beyond that.
It's not right. We have been willing to cut ourselves to the bone. You can't have a great orchestra with when you lower the salary so much.
We cannot afford to spend more than we have.
The orchestra's president and CEO, Stanley Romenstein, says the symphony has run deficits for nearly a decade and can't continue to do so.
We share a common goal in wanting organizations that are artistically vibrant and financially stable. We're artistically vibrant right now, but we're not financially stable, and we need to take care of our business now so that we can still be in business tomorrow.
Romenstein says the musicians' salaries have increased more than 20% since 2006, while staff salaries have decreased. The players' union disputes that analysis, saying their salaries have gone up 16%, slightly more than the rate of inflation. Atlanta is not the only American orchestra facing problems. Cleveland musicians are working without a contract, and the Indianapolis Symphony has canceled concerts after contract talks broke down. Some here fear the same fate.
It's a challenge for boards and managements and musicians together to adapt to what is a changed business and cultural environment.
Jesse Rosen with the League of American Orchestras says ticket sales alone can't sustain orchestras, and some are experimenting with new ways to raise money and reach audiences. For example, the New York Philharmonic held a couple of concerts in the Park Avenue Armory, where audience seats were interspersed among musicians. The Cincinnati Orchestra is among those with tweet sections, and the Houston Orchestra partners with NASA on The Planets, a classical soundtrack for NASA's space images.
I don't think the field is far enough into that to know, you know, which of these things are going to work. There's a lot in play, and there's a lot of stuff being figured out.
Some suggest the Atlanta Symphony needs to get better at fundraising, but the symphony management says it's doing what it can. It points out the state is not helping much, providing the lowest per capita arts funding in the country. The musicians and management here both say they want to continue working toward a contract, although no new talks are scheduled. This week, Rachel Anders will try out for the Atlanta Symphony Youth Orchestra. But while the youth programs go on, it's unclear whether the symphony orchestra itself will have its season opening concert the first week of October. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.